South Africa says embattled Eskom should be placed under business rescue.
In your sporting headlines this hour, South Africa's named World Rugby Sevens Challenger Series host, and finally FIFA offers help to players with unpaid wages. I'll have more on these stories at 5:30.
Huge FM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good afternoon, I'm Dominique Machola. The Hawks in Gauteng arrested two suspects for being in possession of the elephant tusks at Empress Palace, east of Johannesburg. The two men, aged 42 and 40, were nabbed during a joint operation by the Hawks, the Endangered Species Team, and the Ekurhuleni Metropolitan SWAT. Spokesperson for the Gauteng Hawks, Ndivuo Maluma, said they are aware of the two suspects selling the elephant tusks. And the Federation Union of South Africa says embattled power utility Eskom should be placed under business rescue. This comes after the Congress of the South African Trade Union proposed that Eskom debt be reduced by using government pension fund savings. FEDUSA Acting General Secretary Rafida Ejem says saving Eskom should not come at expense of workers. And lastly, the commemoration of this historic day, KwaZulu-Natal, will open a Mandela Multi-Purpose and Exhibition Centre at the site in Howick, where Mandela